premature praise. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 41. The story of Elizabeth and Mary, two cousins who were pregnant at a span of only 6 months apart. The funny thing was, up until this point, Elizabeth was barren and Mary was a virgin. For Elizabeth, this meant that she was no longer barren. But for Mary, she was pregnant and yet still holding on to her virginity. What? You know what, man? I can't say I envy Joseph. Because that's not a conversation I'd like to have with my friends anytime soon. Yeah, I can see them now as I'm trying to convince them that my fiance is pregnant with the child of the Holy Ghost. They'd be like, dude, you need to leave her. She's playing you, man. You whipped or something? Dude, you tripping. How can she still be a virgin, bro? Like, for real, what did she do to you? Snap out of it, man. There's plenty of fishes in the sea. You can't go out like this, G. This is some Jerry Springer, Maury Povich. Okay, listen, man. Listen, you know you're my boy, right? The point I'm trying to make is this. You are not the father. Y'all know, in 2016, these dudes would have called for a DNA test immediately, but God called for a test of their faith. In both cases, the partners of these two women were having problems accepting these pregnancies, and neither of them could speak about it. Well, more so Zechariah, because the angel made him dumb because he did not believe. Eventually, he would speak again after his child was born, and one of the signs that he would speak again was that this child would be filled with the Holy Spirit in the womb of Elizabeth. Dear Lord, help us to be patient when the gift in us has begun to blossom and others have begun to take notice. Help us to be resilient when people who have known our past don't think we are worthy to carry the gifts you have placed in us. Give us the strength to make it through the gestation period, and give us the strength to stand when even those whom you have chosen can't grasp what's happening on the inside of us. Grant them wisdom, because it's a lot to comprehend. I mean, how do I explain that I've been barren my whole life? And now all of a sudden, I am fruitful. The truth is, Lord, it's dumbfounding. And I thank you for putting me with people who are also controversially pregnant. This you did just for me. That way, even if I look crazy, at least I'm not the only one. And before I forget, Lord, it's fine if people think we are crazy. As long as we know we're crazy for you, then it's okay. Surely you understand. After all, you are crazy enough to give up the glory of heaven and become a man just to die on a cross, right? Yeah, that's a different level of crazy. Not even Beyonce could understand how you could be this crazy in love. When I see her, I'ma tell her that this love got me looking so crazy right now. Here's a piece I call premature praise. There is something inside of me and it's moving and kicking, checking if it's pride again, scheming and tricking. To give birth at this age will be a bit stressing, but to give birth nonetheless will be a big blessing. Although I felt as old as a fossil, see, with God nothing is impossibly a possibility. His power and not my ability. This hour can't wait for my friends to see. This power will shower all the blessings free. And whether people believe it or not, it's already alive and I will give birth to it. People may doubt and say I'm just bluffing. Zechariah doubted, now he can't say nothing. He can't say good, nor he can't say bad, because little did he know he's gonna be a dad. Funny enough, I heard Mary's also pregnant, but I wear mine proudly, the way you wear a pendant. Because she's a virgin, Joseph wants to end it, to do it privately, because he doesn't need a segment. But the angel spoke to him. His mind has been mended. I understand why he was kind of offended. Never thought the day would come to see him defended, but his mind is made up now. No one can bend it. The child is of the Holy Ghost, and otherwise, no one can convince him. Because he saw it in the dream, and it's true, not to mention the prophet spoke of him. He's God's intervention. We're both first cousins, and as she creeped in the room looking plump like a muffin, something leaped in her womb. muscle contraction? Oh, please, you don't have a clue. Our praise is connected like a stick and a broom. God can give us clues, but sometimes it's just boom. So I'm learning while I'm yearning in three or four ways. And I'm burning. Yes, I'm burning to give God some premature praise. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no fruit, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.